Description of views from Alto del Calvario and clockwise. North. In the north direction, the characteristic Sierra de Alcarama belonging to the Iberian system can be seen and can be understood as the natural border between the province of Soria and the community of La Rioja. Its deep ravines and the gorges of the Alhama, Linares, and Anamaza rivers stand out, especially in the municipalities of Cornago, Cervera, and Aguilar del Rio Alhama. Sclerophyllo scrub, rocky habitats forming high-rise inland cliffs are common. It is worth highlighting the presence of its maximum quotas represented in Alcarama, 1,531 meters, Alto de la Nevera, 1,365 meters, Alto de la Paronera, 1,454 meters, Calderon, 1,511 meters. To reach the Sierra de Alcarama, it is necessary to cross the Alhama River, a tributary of the right bank of the Ebro River. The fertile plain of the Alhama River has a special sentimental value for the inhabitants of Valdeagua because it is there where, thanks to its waters, was developed irrigated cultivation, so longed for on the plain. A complex network of ditches, weirs, and chutes made redirect the water to irrigate, depending on the day of the week, the huertas of our ancestors. East. Having one of the best views of the town of Valdeagua, in the distance you can see the Alto de las Talayas and one of La Bandera, geodesic vertex with unbeatable landscape value. In the valley, the river runs through the town of Sigudosa. Following the clockwise direction, and with Castle Ruiz in sight, we can imagine the peculiar road that connects it to San Felices, the last municipality in Soria before entering La Rioja domains. Leaving the steepest terrain, we are presented with the characteristic plain of the lands of Ágreda, with Ana Vieja, De Baños, Muro, Matal Hebreras, etc. Cereal land and endless straits. Finally, we come across, on the slopes of Moncayo, with municipalities such as Voz Mediano, Aldehuella de Ágreda, and Cueva de Ágreda. These towns wall the imposing Moncayo, which, with at 2,314.30 meters high, is the highest summit of the Iberian system and one of the most relevant peaks of the Iberian Peninsula. Countless are the legends that refer to it, as well as the large number of routes and trails that take us to its summit, the most common being that which departs from the sanctuary of the Virgin del Moncayo. The plant and fauna wealth is unmatched, becoming and shared with the province of Zaragoza, the lung of the region of Tierras Altas. South. Leaving in the distance towns like Olbega, Montenegro, or Fuestestrun, we can see Trebago at the foot of Sierra del Madero. It is this mountain range that, to the south, does not allow us to see the huge plain of the Gomara lands, part of the Castile written by Machado and Becker, condensed in huge expanses of cereal and solitary home oaks. Sierra del Madero delimits the lands of Ágreda and has recently been the result of the proliferation of wind turbines that take advantage of the hills to supply the power plant that can be seen on the slopes of the mountains of Trebago. The oak, beech and oak groves are rich in fauna and vegetation. They contain a wide network of trails and livestock trails to carry out countless cycling or hiking routes. It has also become an important asset for mycology lovers, as mushrooms and fungi can be found for much of the year. As the main hills that can be seen before reaching the N122 National Road that connects Zaragoza with Soria, capital, it is worth noting Alto de la Motora and Prado Caballero with 1,454 and 1,457 metres, respectively. West. Finally, with its sights set on the provincial capital, Soria, Madero continues to act as a visual barrier to avoid letting us glimpse the alternative route to National Highway 122. To reach the shores of the Duero River, from Fuente La Casa Spot, a watering hole for horses and cattle, one ascends an entertaining road that crosses charming and beautiful towns such as El Espino, Suea Cabras, Naros, Reniablas, etc. Suela Cabras is precisely the origin of Alama River that later passes through Magaña, a town with a castle that can be reached from Almahano on an intimate circular route. Finally, it should be noted that all the places, mountains and sidewalks that can be seen from here are populated by enviable fauna and flora, giving the environment lasting excellence and purity. Regarding vegetation, you can find pine, elm, poplar, and oak. For its part, the understory is populated mainly by plants and shrubs such as thyme, rosemary, broom, gorse, or sage, among many others. Native species such as deer, roe deer, wild boar, weasel, hare, rabbit, red partridge, hedgehog, martin, wildcat, genet, dormouse, badger or fox, among infinitely more.